to be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the recent past and the school of getting knocked around hard. This is the worst little podcast in the world. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Here in studio today, as always, is Dogwater Dick, Mr. Nick Ramirez, Spencer the intern, and right out of the chute, we're going to have a song from Stabby Unicorn.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
It's a rolling. Nice.
Like it. That was great, you guys.
Motherfucker.
Thanks.
Should we tell Daisy to come back in the room? I feel
like I was surfing the cosmos or something, out
there.
Man.
There she is.
Oh, she already came
That was
in.
Dope. No, come in.
Thank you.
No, we were just going to talk about you, that's all. Maybe next time. Maybe next time. Hi, everybody out there in interwebs land. How did you like that? A little stabby unicorn right at the top
of
the show.
I wanted to stab you right out the gate.
Yeah. Unicorns hanging out, just stabbing
the
people.
The scariest
shit.
Monster.
Really fun.
That's how we say hello.
Yeah. Cabin in the woods, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the scariest monster, really. One of them.
Epically scary. It's magical and deadly all at the same time.
Yeah.
Was that a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed it.
And with Halloween, you know, and everything, I
right.
figured it'd be a good reference. But
again, nice pull, Nick. You're with them all night tonight already.
I feel like I'm on my A game.
Yeah, yeah, sounds like it. Speaking of A games, this was an A weekend in Reno.
Oh, my God.
Epic. Can I go?
Yeah.
Can I go first?
Yeah,
can I go first?
Well, but we all get to talk.
Yeah, no, we all get to jump in, but let me just start. I want to thank everybody who came out to see Rocky Horror on Friday night.
Oh, what a great.
Thank you. Thank everybody who lives in Reno and is a Rocky Horror freak that came out to that show, because you guys really helped us impress Comroe, so we're probably going to have to do it again.
Did they just make bank? Because it seemed like there was a billion fucking people there.
I don't know anything about the receipts of everything. I do know they did about twice as much as they do on pre-sale tickets for an average show for both shows that night.
Wow.
Each show was like better, you know, twice as good as they usually
do. I had to wait in line. It was pretty...
You know, the first show, the room was full. Second show, the room was packed.
Yeah.
Like, it was so hard. Like, I was running around as Rocky... in the Sword of Damocles song, and I couldn't the second time around, and that was great.
Yeah.
It was so much fun with everybody there and just the Rocky craziness that Reno is,
man.
And just everybody just piles in and has a great time.
Are you guys going to do another one? Because we had to miss it.
Well, we would like to. We would like to very much. I think all parties involved are interested in making it happen again. But as Felix and I were discussing last night, Felix of Pinky Polansky, don't forget to check
the
Pinky
scars.
Link. And the liver scars. He and I were talking about it yesterday, and we were both just beat up. Like, it destroyed us. My back hurts. My knee hurts. I think I might have a hairline fracture in my heel from jumping off stage.
Nice.
And lots of random bruises and exhaustion, because it was so good. I mean...
I almost couldn't talk the next day.
Two Rocky Horrors in one night.
Oh, so it was just 6 hours of Rocky Horror. It was so amazing.
Did you go to both, Rick?
Rick was my wingman.
Yeah.
Rick, I could not have had a successful MC-ness and having a good time for the crowd without the help of Rick, my audience plant.
And it was so fucking rad to walk up to the line of people at the first show and just go, excuse me, I'm with the band and Rory. And they just, well, right this way, sir, and just let me on in. That's right.
I'm Rick, and everybody should do that anyway. So.
Right? That's what I expect.
And you walked up wearing your preacher collar, correct?
Yes. Yes. I'm here to bless
the old
the
Radcliffe
evening.
Preacher yes. T-shirts. Yeah.
In the name of Frankenfurter and Riff Raff and the spirit of Rocky, I bless you all. That was so fucking awesome. And I have never gotten to spin the screen at the end. I've always seen that, like, and I've never gotten to do it. And I got to spin the screen
nice.
At the end. That
nice.
Was so fucking rad.
What does that mean?
When the whole screen starts spinning at the very end of the movie and it turns into the globe,
right. Oh yeah, yeah,
you run down front right. and make the and move your hands like you're making the screen spin,
and then you fly off when he stops the globe,
like bam, like the world suddenly stopped. Yeah,
yeah,
fucking we had so much fun.
Yeah.
Screamed my head off,
I got to wave away the smoke at the pool machine.
Yes,
yeah, or the pool part.
Yes, that was so and it looked perfect from the audience.
Oh, but Rick, you are correct. The kids.
Oh, the first show was all ages, and there are bad parents out there that. Brought there, what were they like?
The little blonde kid dressed as Rocky, just like I was. And he's got like little cute shorts and some Uggs that are all sequined out. And, you know, I bring all the next little girl's dressed as Magenta from the very end scene with the big shoulder pads.
The really cool alien outfit.
The alien suit.
Yeah, with the Bride of Frankenstein hair.
That okay, so the little boy, I'm guessing, is like maybe 8.
Yeah,
the little
oldest.
Girl is 6 or 7. The next one down is like 3 or 4. And she's
dressed
Frankenfurter as Frank.
At the murder scene of Eddie.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
she's got,
yeah,
she's
yeah.
got a pickaxe and the cool. and the gloves and everything.
And I don't know if you saw, but they also yes. had in a pumpkin seat stroller a little baby Eddie.
Who was like maybe
awesome.
Like
that's
1 or 2.
Yeah.
Wow.
And dude,
now
he,
when I brought so I bring the three
the
kids up onto the
as.
Stage and because they you know they've been dancing in the audience since they got there.
That's cool.
You know, just hanging out.
The magenta.
I asked the little boy how many you know like hey is this your first time seeing Rocky? No, I've seen it 6 times.
And this is and he said this is my
like,
sixth time
sixth
being
time
Rocky.
Being Rocky.
Wow.
So he's been
like,
Rocky
his
entire
folks are
life.
That's amazing.
And I want to say I've seen them there before. I remember that little kid at a Rocky in the Park, I want to say.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
one of the songs, when you were Rocky, the little kid ran up on stage
yeah.
during the movie and danced
it
with you.
It was the Roger Deltoid and Bicep.
Yeah, that whole part.
Yeah, he right. and so yeah, so we danced and he like did some push-ups and we did jumping jacks together. It was really
so
awesome.
And the way it worked with the movie playing and then the movie would stop and Pinky Polansky would begin and they
yeah.
would show stills from the movie on the screen from that scene.
It
was
just,
so
it would
amazing.
Just slideshow
yeah.
through the
and
scene.
And then and in the second show, it would suddenly turn on to this punk rock music and the entire audience would get out of their seats and run down front
yeah.
and rock out to the punk music and then go back to their seats
yeah,
and for the movie part.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
it was so amazing.
Now, did that happen in the second show?
Until the songs
whenever
were so
I
close
saw it,
together,
seemed like everybody was
just
sit
down
sitting
on the
up
dance
front.
Floor and stand back
there
up.
Were a lot of people that just stayed down front. And you're
so
right,
cool.
Nick. There's a bunch of places. In the beginning, there's like 3 songs in a row, and
yeah.
there was no reason to leave.
No,
yeah,
you just
yeah.
sat down.
But the big sections, but oh my God, what a great fucking time. Oh, and if anybody wants to see what those little kids look like and everything, my Facebook pictures are not blocked or anything, even if you're not my friend, and you can go to
cool.
Facebook,
awesome.
And I'm Rick Spagnola, SPAGNOLA, and you can check out the pictures of what all this bullshit looked like.
Listen to you, Mr. Social Networker.
Nice.
I know. It's like I'm paying attention.
But yeah, no, and I like the first show was super fun. The second show was just madness and like in the awesomest way possible.
It was fucking cool, dude.
There were so many virgins there. And to imagine.
I needed more whipped cream. I needed
yeah.
a lot more whipped cream than
getting
that.
Getting to do the virgin torture, that was really... But, man, imagine if that was your first Rocky.
Yeah.
It would be like if you lost your virginity to a guy with a horse dick. You would never be the same for any other Rocky ever again. It's going to seem like, you know, just limp whatever, you know? Because that was such an amazing experience. Fuck.
Wow. Yeah. That's one way of describing it, Rick.
Best reference
right.
ever.
I like that.
You should put that on the flyer next year.
And one thing that I want to let all the freaks out there know, I posted something about this on the event page and on my wall. After the second show, there's this really loaded dude with a big old V painted on his cheek.
Really loaded.
Who comes up to all of us and he wants us to get everybody together. I need everybody together, you know, for a picture. He was a combat vet who's just been back for 2 months.
I met that guy.
Yeah, and he was really nice.
Smoking a cigarette.
He was very, like, you know, lovey drunky.
Yeah.
And he's just walking around after the show, and he was just like, man, this is so, you guys just keep being you. You know, he wasn't quite coming out and saying, this is so out of my element. You guys are freaks and weirdos, and I'd never associate with you in real life.
But he loved it.
But what he was saying to you, yeah, he had a great time and said, you keep being you because this is what I was out there fighting for.
Oh, man.
And regardless
of
what
awesome.
Anybody feels about the politics of war and
sure.
what's going on, this guy was very sincerely, he felt that. That was his truth. And
that was rad.
He was just, like, for him to say that to me and Felix, like, that was just really touching.
Absolutely.
So fuck yeah,
man! Amazing.
That was awesome.
Amazing. Oh, like, and one Dave brought one of his friends from work. He brought a whole bunch of his friends from work who had never seen Rocky before.
Oh, Dave
had no idea what they were coming.
Dave
to.
Is a friend of the show who's never been on the show.
Yes. Oh, and I got some. I actually got some. Let's see. Well, Dave's been on the show, and
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
The song "David Is Pissed." You may have heard of it. Like they heard it a couple
yeah.
weeks ago, but I'm just
yeah. And Dave, are you okay with that?
You're a fucking prick.
Jesus. He's so upset all the time. Dude,
just
you gotta calm down.
Dave, what's
I know.
Wrong? What's
dude.
Wrong? What do you.
You're fucking sad, dude.
Oh.
Dave, how do you feel?
How do you feel about Rick?
Fucking lonely ass, sorry ass queen.
How do you hope his life turns out?
And I hope you fucking die by yourself.
He's so angry.
All by himself?
God. He goes, oh, well, maybe
not even a little.
I hope you end up by yourself, and I hope you end up crying with the chihuahua dog.
Just made me sad.
I loved it. It was the first time that Dave came out to something with the whole gang, and you guys got to meet him.
No, that was cool.
So is it sober Dave awesome?
He seemed a little awkward around me. Like, oh, shit, it's this dude, and all he remembers me is drunk asshole dude.
He knows some of my
skeletons. He seemed a little awkward around me, but it was very nice to see him. It was very nice
to see him. As he what?
Has he listened to the show? Does he?
I don't think so. I hope not. But he brought a work friend, and there was this skinny kid who is like 21 and had never been anything like this before. And Dave comes running over to me and he screams, "He's a virgin! You have to mark him!" I was running around with the lipstick marking everybody's foreheads, right? Yeah. And so I race over, I just go running, and imagine me, and he's kind of this scrawny little kid, and I go running up to this guy with this shit, and he can't even see what's in my hand, and I'm going for his forehead.
Your big old Scott Ian beard and bald head.
Who's this Nazi in the priest outfit? Right.
And with the tuxedo jacket.
And so I put the V on his forehead and he was all freaked out. He was like, "Man, you shouldn't just come up to people like that." And then after the second, after halfway through the show, I went over to check how they were doing. And he had had a couple of drinks. And his only comment was, "This is the most fun I have ever had, ever, ever." So it turned around for him. But it was a bad first impression, I suppose.
Wow. Yeah, it was an amazing night, and so thank you for everybody who came out to it. If you didn't get to see it, please stay tuned. It's gonna happen again.
We want to see
it. It's gonna happen again.
I want to do a shout out to Polyester for handing me tickets right before I was about to pay.
Nice
second, just up to the fucking thing, ready to pay. Then fucking Polyester comes up, so I got two free tickets right here. Thank you. Go visit her store, everybody. Rad store in Midtown.
Oh, what's the name of the store?
Polyester's.
All right. Yeah. Nice. Just to make sure.
That's clever.
Cool. Before I forget, I do want to thank Dan Bishop.
I mean that sincerely.
Everybody who worked at Comro, Raven over there who was working the lights, all the sound guys,
security
staff.
They did a spectacular job.
It was awesome.
They
treated us all right. They treated the audience right. It was a really good experience all around.
It was amazing. Was it Dan that did all the video stuff and the?
No, that was that Asian guy whose name I don't remember.
God damn it! We're such assholes.
He did a great job with that too.
This one's for you,
the
Rory.
Asian AV
guy. This one's for you, Rory.
You're a fucking asshole.
Yes, I am.
But the sound was amazing, and to be jumping back and forth between the movie and then to the live band, and then
it was good, man.
The sound was incredible. They did such a good job.
It was seamless. Like, it felt like a dream, dude.
It really, really. And all of a sudden, the lights would change.
We'd just scoot out of the way. The band would play, and then the movie would come back up, and we'd just step to the wings, whichever we're closest
to. But it's used a fader to, get the live band up and
and the lights too, because all of a sudden all the rock star lights would come on and the band
swirling
was playing, the smoke would come out from the back
the guys working all that stuff. Actually,
so
I did the smoke from the back.
And Pinky, I wasn't going to give you credit.
I loaded the dry ice machines.
Gotta give it up to the band too.
They were so incredible.
Yeah,
they were so incredible.
Songs were so good.
Everybody
in the band
sings. And the beginning of Sweet Transvestite that does the dunk, 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 dunk. And they did the sound clips from Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
Because you know how that dunk, 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 Flash
Gordon. Except they all spoke all the sound clips.
And they did all the General Gordon, Flash Gordon approaching. What do
Only
you mean?
Only Hans Zarkoff of NASA knows.
What do you mean, Flash Gordon approaching?
All hail Ming the Merciless.
That was so awesome.
It was really cool.
I never noticed that was the same exact thing from the beginning
of
that.
Yeah.
And then they would, it was the beginning of There's a Light.
Yeah.
Because dunk, 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 dunk. Yeah. Fucking rad. We could talk about this for the whole rest of the show if we didn't have a band.
This
here.
Is the worst little Rocky Horror podcast,
right?
With our special guest Stabby Unicorns.
All right, so I get out of there. Well, we get out of there like 3:30.
I get home at 2.
I decided to go to the 5-star in my Rocky costume.
Oh, the whole gang went, right? Because that's the bar you can just go to dressed like that, and nobody would care.
Yeah, it was really fun. Everybody was avoiding me. I mean, because really, I'm just sitting around wearing, you know, gold lamé Speedos.
But they could smell the straight on you, too.
Yeah, I probably.
Hey,
yeah.
It would
it's
probably.
Like when you're...
Mr. Dowd, none of those people are your friends.
But didn't get home till almost 5 a.m. Got a quick power nap. Woke up very late-ish. And stumbled around the house for a few hours and went directly over to Jub Jub's for the Nowhere Nevada movie fundraiser.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And then spent another fucking 10, 12 hours at fucking Jub Jub's.
12 hours, yeah.
Yeah.
It was another...
Yeah, because they... Well,
did that go well?
I cut out after the last marathon.
It was a slow burn at the beginning, but there was like a nice core group of fun friends there.
We had the dunk tank going in the outside. I went into the dunk tank. There's a lovely video on...
Max Volume came and did his set early in the day before he had to go.
I'm
going to
have a video of Max up real soon of the Long Road to Nowhere.
Cool, man.
I got
that
on my
awesome.
iPhone. Yeah,
awesome.
I'm going to get that up soon here.
With the sound and everything?
You know, I was close to him. He was quiet.
Oh, well, we can dub in the sound if you need it.
He wasn't mic'd. He just sat on the bar and did it.
No, I meant your phone. Does it pick up sound too?
Oh, yeah, it does.
Oh, okay.
Totally.
Because you were talking about that earlier before the show. Anywho.
But
it's fucking awesome. We should get him as a guest as well.
And Los Pistoleros
I'm working
played
on that. And Los Pistoleros were great.
They're on fire.
They're
so,
they brought a good crowd with them, except for one bad apple.
One bad lady.
One bad. This chick they brought with them, she was just aggro. I mean, she had red sequin dress and some bondage belt and like
she was angry.
She shows up and like, wow, who's this old broad hanging out with all these kids? And I think thinking this for a couple hours, and then I just catch her at the right light and went, oh, she's not in her 60s, she's only 20 something.
She tore up from the floor up.
Yeah, she looked a little haggard. Find out she just started drinking again 3 months ago and used to be like a pinup-y kind of model. I'm like,
oh, really?
I would not have guessed it.
Meth's a hell of
a
drug.
I mean, maybe in the 70s kind of thing. Yeah. But she kept getting aggro. She was just walking around like in the pit being real tough.
Yeah.
To the point where she's like grabbing people and throwing them. Everybody's going down. Okay. It's all a bunch of dudes.
Dude, I just saw her take a swing on Faith, and it was like,
that was
what?
That was at the very end of it all.
In Jub Jubs? You were swinging on the owner?
That's at the very end of it all. Yeah. Like she's walking through the bar at one point and shoulder checks the Kodiak here.
Oh, yeah.
Who just turns to me and says, if she does that again, I'm going to hit her like a man. At which point, I'm thinking, all right, I'm nominally the host of this show. I should probably do a little regulating. I have a word with Faith.
Clay should have done it. I mean, he's a doorman.
He was just sitting there picking his nose.
Oh.
So Faith comes over. At that point, Clay wasn't there. I couldn't find... Okay. Lep and Pat had been like doing most of that kind of shit all day.
Yeah.
Because Clay was just picking his phone at the door.
Shit.
So I talked to Faith, and she goes out, gives her a warning. We go back inside. Not 20 minutes later, Reno, We Have a Problem's in the like second or third song, and she's dancing. There are these three pretty looking girls, real young, that are friends of the band who are dancing by themselves in the corner, kind of. She just grabs one of them by the throat and chucks her across the room, like,
oh,
at
God.
The pool table.
Jesus. Wow. What?
At which point, Faith and I both kind of made a beeline towards her face. Like, that's it, you're out. And she stumbles and, like, cocks a fist back to, like, punch Faith. I just grabbed her from behind and hustled her out. We're going. Goodbye. Good night. Have a good one. I see you. Tell your friends not to come back now.
Get her, Reverend.
I got her outside. She twisted around in my grip and somehow broke my finger.
Cunt.
Yeah. I have not broken a hand in years. I had a really good track record going. Really annoyed about this.
Thanks a lot.
Then she tried to swing on me and I was, you know, kind of grabbed her wrist, blocked it, and she stumbled again. Shocker. And I was able to help her down so that she sat right in the muddy oil patch. I mean, yeah. I didn't like throw her down. I helped gently lower her right to your butts there. Squish.
Yeah. And wear that dress.
See you in Toledo.
I mean, and unfortunately, you know, she's a friend of the Los Pistoleros guys. They helped hustle her out and get her home. And thank you for those guys for helping clean that situation
up. Andy 86 is
because they're rad dudes, and they came back and fucking partied with us, and it was
amazing.
All good.
They're the best.
I was showing behind the scenes footage of making Day One at Jub Jub's behind mm-hmm. the band while Los Pistoleros played, and it looked fucking cool, man.
There's the dancing,
there's a lot of dancing girls, yeah, but
the
strippers and shit. So look, you know, all our local girls up there dancing with the pistols. It was rad, dude.
Yeah,
it was fucking cool.
Yeah, your little video tricks. Yeah, Nick was showing a bunch of different videos all throughout the day.
Oh, yeah, and then Reno, We Have a Problem came on. We showed them playing
the video
with
of
themselves.
Them.
At a previous video, you know, from something. So that was on a loop, so our image was giant a little behind them.
Clint Eastwood with German subtitles behind Spike and Jackson.
That was cool.
That was awesome. We got that.
Man, I wish I would have hooked some up for Candy Shower. I could have went with, like, fucking Mr. Rogers or something. It was, like, find some old Mr. Rogers on a loop and then just... Anyway, I'm going to play with that some more. I hope Brian lets me use his projector.
That was fun.
Sexually.
I'd like to see more of that.
Yeah, yeah. We could do like a lock the doors and show porn while we watch the Atomics or something.
Sexually.
And I do also want to say we had a really good crowd that showed up, like especially given that it's the Saturday before Halloween, Zombie Crawl, everybody that came out. Really, thank you.
Especially y'all good. Who came out after you went and did other stuff. That's totally cool, man, because you know, we're still
there. Reno, you got to schedule your time. Everybody's dance card's full.
And everybody who came early, you fucking rule.
Speaking of which.
Before we move off that night, the reason why I couldn't leave that, why I couldn't be there, you know why?
Why?
Gay sex?
So we went to the Rocky Horror thing there, and he demanded that we do something different that night. And we went to go see Guys and Dolls, the play that was playing at the Keystone Theater there. What's that place called?
The TNCC Theater.
And that's just it. Dave, did you notice how straight he is? But you can tell he's gay because of his love for musical theater.
That's awesome, man.
And so I ended up watching musical theater. No, we're still not doing anything. We're just
hanging.
Bullshit.
So, yeah. Oh, no, it's awesome, dude. It's just like in a 1950s movie. We're going to wait until we're married.
Oh.
So it's very cute. Yeah, but dude, but I got to go see the theater.
Queers for God.
So if there's any other homos out there that love Jesus, no, you don't have to love Jesus, that want musical theater stuff, Guys and Dolls is playing over there, and they did a fucking great job.
And
it's really awesome.
As far as musical theater,
the
goes.
Guy with
guy,
H.R.
Guys
Geiger
and Dolls is only about it's only about a
secure.
7 on a scale of gay musical theater.
No, it's fairly straight, right?
With like something guys, like Sweeney Todd or Fiddler on the Roof.
Guys and there's dolls. I mean, come on, guys.
Sweeney Todd like, and Fiddler on the Roof
just guys
being like
guys.
A 1. Because the fact that they are musical puts them on the scale. They're at least a 1 because they are musical.
Right.
And then something more like, I don't know, Oklahoma.
Or
West Side Story would be a 10.
7 Brides for 7 Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
So I'm sorry, but I wanted to take that little detour.
Oh, Rent's a 10. Rent's totally a 10. Cause, well, it's about fags.
Yeah.
Well, some of it.
Supremely gay.
Okay, but no, what I wanted to say about that night, there's a silent auction being had, stuff, props from the movie, a painting from Ryan O.,
I had a sculpture, Christy.
Yeah,
I think Chaz Dawes got her for 30 fucking bucks, dude. Good deal, dude.
Hey, what about
I built that one?
What about
nowhere.
That Sweaty McNasty sign? It did Maya
the
bid
Sweaty
on it
Nights
again?
Now? Sweaty
the
Nights.
Sweaty Nights. Yeah,
I don't know if she bid on that or not.
She bid on it once, and then I bid after her.
Oh, you probably got
and
it.
I was keeping an eye on that.
I don't know. You probably got it. Yeah. And then there was. Tyler Burns will do a commercial or something for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like $1,000 or more worth of fucking
right? How
work.
How much did that get scooped up for?
$200 from Felix.
Nice.
Good job, my man.
Well
You're
done,
very,
Felix.
Very shrewd, smart motherfucker, dude.
Yeah. That will be useful.
Tyler's good, man.
Yeah.
I bet I also this weekend got to watch the rough 95% rough cut.
Yeah.
There's a lot of spots that are just like blank, and it says placeholder. This will be
scene missing.
Later. Yeah, scene missing. But fuck, dude, it's funny.
Yeah,
it's totally indie looking. You know, like it totally feels like Clerks felt. You know, back in the day.
Low
but it's in
budget.
Color. It's, but it's fucking rad, dude.
It's cool.
Fun little trip and. And Tyler's a fucking genius. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah. So, smashing success on the whole weekend.
Yeah, and then Sunday I went and saw Helmet at Comroe, which only had like 150 people there, dude. So it was like,
so did our audience like,
oh,
for
you
Rocky
slayed Helmet and Toadies.
Yeah,
you kicked their ass.
Yeah,
both shows, I'm sure, man.
So Helmet,
that excites
but
me.
But Helmet was fucking kick ass.
Oh, I bet they were actually like better.
Yeah, yeah, they may have kicked ass, but Face.
Yeah, yeah, no shit. But Paige was so cool about it too, because like then he was just all, yeah, you guys want to get us some shots to stage? And he's drinking shots with the audience. And after his set, he was like just sitting on the side of the stage,
cool,
just talking to everybody and just all, yeah, what's up? You know, it was totally intimate.
See, that's rad. That's cool, though.
He made the best of the situation. I like that guy. He's fucking cool.
I wish
dude.
He could have gone to that.
One of the guitar masters. Yeah, Cranium was there down front, just all staring up, gawking with their jaws dropped, just all, oh my God. I saw Scotty Loring there and a bunch of older dudes, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was cool.
Those of us who lived through
my
the
wife
90s.
Went and loved it. And she's all, oh yeah, now I remember Helmet. I told her about him. I'm all, dude, Helmet.
Dude, it's
rad.
Helmet. They were, yeah.
She's all, that sounds good. And then she just loved that guy. She loved Paige. Like that guy's fucking funny, dude. He was awesome. He's like peculiar funny, like a weirdo. Like you're like, you know what I mean? Not like trying to be funny, it was
right?
Just like,
funny, like weird,
anyway.
Not funny, haha.
Yeah, but also haha. He's an intelligent dude. You can tell.
Yeah,
you know. I'd just suck his dick.
I bet you would. Why do you think he wants to do that, Dave?
Oh, where is Dave? Dave's fucking hiding
Dave.
In the background. I know.
Fuck you, Dave. So don't you dare say shit about me.
Fucking lonely ass, sorry ass queen.
Yeah, that's Nick Ramirez.
You don't even know me, dude.
But
they deserve a good blowjob, you know.
Sorry, Nick. It's been a long time,
right.
And we're among friends, right?
Yeah, right.
You don't have any
dreading. You know, one of these days, Rick so needs to tech. Isolate himself.
Well, he needs to isolate you.
What?
Oh, wait a
minute. Don't you
me,
think?
Dude.
Don't
both
you think?
You guys.
I pulled up all the I hate Rick stuff from Dave and put it in here. So it took a lot to do that.
Yeah, Rick, you're a fucking prick.
I could say that.
That was against me.
I could
right?
say that
I do
much better sound
me.
Quality right now. No, it's because Rick is a motherfucking faggot.
That's what we need.
That's a classic line from our past.
Oh, we need to get Riku to say that.
No.
We'll make it. Yeah.
We don't. That's I don't want to get her. I don't want her to drop the F bomb, dude.
No. No. I don't mean have her really say the F bomb.
She thinks the dirtiest word, the biggest, baddest cuss word out there is stupid. That's like
that
some of these people
cool,
say
man.
That and they'll
that's
go,
cool.
"You're not. That's not nice, Daddy. You can't call." You know, I'm like, stupid, aww. Stupid tire, stupid rock, Daddy. You shouldn't call things stupid.
Aww.
You're right, honey. I shouldn't.
Fucking asshole tire. That's better.
Jesus died for your sins.
We could probably get her to just say that without splicing it. You could probably get a little God talk in with her.
And pretty soon we'll be able to get Chewbacca's daughter.
Yeah, she's going to be along right around
it's
the time that
Riku
will be too
kids
old.
Are little, yeah.
Yeah.
No, right about the time Riku could start being a spokesperson for us, like introduce segments.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And now it's time for the quiz. This is stupid. Or, you know,
yeah,
something like
right.
That. Yeah, yeah.
Grown-ups are dumb. Love that one.
She likes saying that.
So speaking of childish, wonderful
music?
Vibrations. These guys stab a unicorn.
Let's have another song and then actually talk to you.
You
guys
are
I'm glad you came
your
here.
Show and your weekend.
I'm glad you showed up to listen to us talk about stuff.
You guys are the kings of Prance Core, right?
Sorry, we just Prance there was so much happening on Halloween weekend.
Somebody asked what you sounded
insane.
Like, and I didn't
insane,
know what to
yeah.
say.
Did
you're
you
Prance
say Prance Core?
Prance Core.
It's Prance Core.
Say Prance Core. And
hey, I sport a sticker on my car.
That's
I
awesome.
Want one. I don't have one.
I don't even have a
too
sticker
bad.
On my
no,
car.
I'm just kidding. We have stickers with us. We'll get you one later.
Oh, cool.
I'm cooler than thou.
You're cooler than the kids in the band.
Let's hear some of that Prance Core shit the kids are all talking about.
Prance Core? What?
What does that even mean?
I love this song. Thank you.
know what it's about.
Jumping in, jumping out.
Window given.
Never really open.
That's a win.
Thanks. Fuck me. So who wrote the words of that song?
I did.
Okay, so I've been mixing the live comp that was being released tomorrow night, and by the time you all hear this, it will have already come out. And
hope
that
you all enjoyed
been,
the pumpkin carving party.
Woo! And so that song's been fucking stuck in my head a lot, and I really miss my best friend, and I would play that, and I would think about him, and I would think, oh, it's so sad, and I was having like a mental breakdown and like thinking about that, and it made me sad, and it was really happy and rad.
Oh, God.
And I really enjoyed it, and it always scares me because I have feelings about a song and start to put them together in my head what I think it's about, and then I'm going to talk to you, and you're going to tell me it's about Hitler.
It's totally about Hitler, actually.
Okay,
yeah, you
see,
hit the nail
I knew
head.
It.
Yeah.
So is it okay that I thought that about my best friend, or is it like about a guy you banged, or like?
No, it's okay that you thought that about your best friend. Okay. It is about a guy I banged. But,
yeah. I knew it.
It works though. It's universal, I guess.
It's one of our first songs. We wrote that second.
Mm-hmm.
That was a ICS song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an ICS song.
ICS.
If you're not
man.
Familiar with what? ICS, it's Immersion Composition Society. I think it's been brought up a couple times on the show.
And that's where we kind of started.
Did that just kind of die over the summer, or was it just me?
I think it kind of died for a minute.
Too busy. Everyone going different directions.
Right.
There's a lot going on.
John and Cheyenne and Margie were trying to keep it alive, but then they're like, we live together, so it's kind of no one else is.
Well, and I had kind of bowed out of
but
it
we
because
band
of
stuff going every weekend.
Social
it was too
awkwardness
hard.
Yeah. With the ex there and all that. Yeah. But
if you guys are out there and really want to try,
I
want to
do
out,
it again. I miss it.
Do it.
Oh, actually,
start up a lodge of your own and go do it. Like get some friends together. For
well,
you
maybe we
I have
start kicking it up again.
I
for
have
the
recorded a couple of times myself. Just
awesome.
Spent like 5 hours of a day just recording.
Where he's it's doing masturbatory ICS. Like nobody else will hear.
Well, it might turn into a song someday, bitch. This
right.
This is
right.
called writing and creation, Rick. You might not understand
I
it
know,
being an engineer.
That was the first.
I just
song
wait for somebody else to create.
Just
I
as long
so,
as
yeah.
masturbation
I only had my
is
kid for
not
like 2 days
song.
Or a week or something.
I guess if it's a track, it counts.
Turning
cool.
Japanese,
I never really thought about that.
Rory's been practicing.
Oh, you mean the sound of me masturbating?
Yes.
Yeah, just the fap.
Ew. Don't do that.
Who did that? Was that? Was that the?
Was funny.
That's the Nick.
Nothing. We're just having a prance core moment over here. It's no big deal.
Prance core.
Oh,
sexually.
Well, you did that. That noise was happening. That's funny.
I know.
Nothing.
Now I'm
You're
going
good.
To listen to this episode to figure out what you girls were just talking about.
Don't banging. Rough up the suspect.
Yes, dear.
I saw a good movie called Punching the Clown.
Ooh, I don't know. It does sound like a good movie.
I've seen that a bunch
always
of times.
Punch the clowns.
My daughter's dressing as a clown for Halloween.
You know,
I encourage you not to punch her.
She scares me a little
exception.
Bit. I love Riku.
She's the only exception.
You want to get cut?
That and Tim Curry.
No, thank you.
I wouldn't punch Bobcat Goldthwait either. Shakes.
Shakes. That's such a good clown movie.
Yeah.
One of the finest clown
that.
Movies.
We can move on.
What are you guys wearing?
Yes, we could
scare
move
me.
On.
What are you guys going to wear for
what
Halloween?
What are you doing for Halloween? Tonight or yesterday? Oh, yeah.
I think I might hand out candy to the little kidlets that come to our door.
Nice.
Yeah. We had fun on Friday dressing up with as Dia de los Muertos, and Margie and Shai from Candy Shop did our makeup.
Ooh, it was
awesome. Fantastic
was
for our show.
Yeah. Where did you guys play Friday?
Strega.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, because you shouted out to the makeup. I did want to shout out to Jason Reed at Salon 7. Jason Reed at Salon 7 for doing my hair. He made me blonde like Rocky.
Good job, Jason.
Thank you, buddy. I promised him I was going to do this. So.
Cool. I hope he listens.
Oh, he doesn't. Jason he just Reed. Wants the free pub.
Okay.
Call him up and say you heard about it on the Worst Little Podcast. Yeah. And
say you're
get
Rory's
a free
best
haircut.
Friend. Awesome. And he'll hook you up.
Wow, here it is. Right. There it is.
Brought to you by Pinky Plansky.
Don't forget to chink the pinky link.
Felix likes to drink.
This is amazing. Oh,
so how did you, how'd you guys get together? What's that story about? Like,
the biggest question, Daisy, how did you start playing drums?
I don't play music. Before you explain though, I always pictured Eric really drunk one night going, you know what? My wife could do better than you, Don. Like, that's kind of
get it together, Don, or else I'm going to get my wife to play drums.
That should just be the story now.
That's what I always imagine.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
It's not going to be that good, is it?
No, it's not. But honestly, well, I've been
in, you're like a crafty person.
Well, I've been in the music scene here now for 5 years since I met Eric and all of you. Well, Rocky Horror 5 years ago.
Your first date, Rocky Horror.
Here at this house. But anyhow, synchronicity. So, you know, just being around the music scene, I played clarinet when I was a kid. And we were on a trip to Sasquatch. In May of 2011, and we were all driving back delirious, no sleep, and just talking about how we needed to start a band. And it took another, 7 months for us to really get going? But
yeah. Where was the inspiration for you playing
drums? Well, for me, it was for starting to play on the keys and then going, this just isn't enough.
So she was playing like the drum patterns on the keys,
and
like,
I just needed to play a beat. I just needed a beat on something.
Yeah.
So again, ICS is another inspiration
that's where it started. It was ICS, and it got me and Rhiannon started doing it. We were writing, and then the three of us started working on stuff. But pretty much about a month in, I was like, I need a kit. I want to play it. So we got my kit in April, and our first show was 2 months after that at Dogwater.
And you sounded much better than me.
I don't think that was that hard of a feat, though, right?
I can play 5 songs now.
I'm really
proud of you.
That's awesome. Proud of you.
And if you ever come to the open mic at Jub Jub's every Monday night at 9 o'clock, you can catch me playing those songs.
One day.
We'll see.
Shameless plug.
But Eric and Rhiannon do all like the songwriting, like all the lyrics, and they're amazing.
Hey, you just make it happen then.
What? No, that takes all of us.
No, they write the songs. You make the songs actually happen.
It's fun.
We all work together on the structure of everything.
Sounds fun, man. Yeah.
The drummers are always the most key member of the band when they're as cute and fun as Daisy.
Totally.
What is it? What is up with
I feel like I'm just like in this middle of the room, like, stop talking.
Everyone's looking at you. Everyone's looking at you.
Hide. Okay.
And what is up with all the married couples having bands?
Yeah.
Well, we live together, so it's really easy to play and have a good practice space that other people can come into.
And then
I think Cheyenne actually said that I dated Daisy and Eric together. I was like their third person, so it makes sense for three of us to start a band together.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And then it is kind of like,
I mean, we've known each other so long, it feels like just an extension.
Right.
And then Candy Shop is like a double date with Cheyenne as a fifth wheel. The pairs together, and then Brianna, are you still with Paul?
I'm totally still with Paul.
I just want to say,
you're gonna make me blush. It's a good thing this is not a video.
And he talked about being with you when he was on the show. And I just want to say, Brianna, that your boyfriend is so cute.
He is so
like,
cute.
Dude, I would. Another great. I won't even say what I would do to him if I had the chance.
Go pet him, right? Well, I get to do those things. So
I'm so jealous because
I think stop talking about
Paul. Dude, I think he's adorable. Okay, so I'm sorry.
He is rather adorable. Oh, that's a good word for it. Yeah.
My cheeks are like and you guys, right. Shade of crimson.
And you guys
now.
Do stuff together too on the compilation disc. It's got the anthem song with you on Rocking the Egg Shaker and singing backups. I love that song.
Yeah, it's fun stuff.
Right.
Awesome. So that's that'll have already happened in the recent past. Huh?
One of my favorite
Carbon. Yeah, but please be looking online at Dogwater and Cherry Bear Records, Facebook, and their website.
Worst Little Podcast probably has some shit up.
Is it going to be a Discology?
I'm sure Jessica's going to get into Discology.
We're going to have it around town and available on the interwebs, or if you know us in person, just get a hold of us and we'll get it into your hot little hands.
Yeah, good CD.
Dude, and Jessica did a
double
great
live
job.
This year again?
Yeah, double disc. And so it's like 38 or 39 songs, 2 discs, 73 minutes each. Just fucking amazing. And all the tracks going to. You guys heard some of it today.
It sounded really good.
We walked in when No Capacity was playing one of our songs. Yeah, it was so weird. We were like about to knock, and we're like, "That's us."
Can I just say thank you so fucking much for doing that?
Our first song to be
Rick does that every year.
I heard Rob Spiewak enjoyed it too, Rick.
Yeah. What did Rob? What did you think about it?
Again, a great recording.
He's so positive. You know, that's what I love about him.
Coming to Reno soon, this November 10th.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if you don't have tickets, don't have tickets, because you won't get them.
Shit out of luck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you're willing to, large sums of money or sexual favors. And when I say sexual favors, I'm just not saying a blowjob with no teeth. I'm saying you got to like pack your bags for a weekend kind of sexual favors.
Wow. Those tickets are hard to get.
Yeah.
Just went visual. And it's not pleasant.
Yeah. I think I'll just watch TV then. Bummer for me. Oh, well.
More song?
Yeah, more song and more coffee.
Yeah,
more
what are you guys gonna do?
Let's do another song.
Oh, Spencer's moving.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that happening?
What's happening?
He just hears you say that.
Can I say, going back to our show on Friday, thank you so much to Nana.
Oh, right. You guys had a show Friday.
They were so amazing.
Nana Nonchalant was super fun and super fun. Awesome.
And
you guys should get them on the show.
Really nice guys.
Want to play with you again, Nana Nonchalant?
And they were just like, they were really supportive of just the whole venue, and it was really fun.
Yeah,
so, awesome,
cool.
We really enjoyed it.
Yeah, we'll try to get them.
Yeah, no, they are on my list.
Oh, cool.
Of like, and tomorrow on my to-do list is to like schedule like through the next couple months.
Yeah, till the year's over. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then we'll be on year two.
Oh, that's right.
It's awesome.
Well, we're on season two.
Oh yeah, I mean
we'll be almost
2 years
at,
deep.
Yeah, we're almost at season three.
Yeah.
I've really been slacking getting the new theme song up, and I'm really gonna get the new theme song up by January.
Cool. Well, that'll be just in time anyway.
Right. You save it.
Until January, right? Wouldn't that be rad?
Yeah.
Yeah, new year, new theme.
But Aversion Therapy recorded that for us so long ago, and I haven't just gotten off my... I've been so busy with shit.
I don't know if I've said this before, but I think our 100th episode's probably going to hit sometime in the spring, like March or April.
Dude!
Ooh, and I think we should do something. Like, yeah. I don't want to do... If we're going to hit the 100, I don't want to do a big... birthday celebration. Let's save it for the 100.
And I'm wondering on the counting, how do you do the half pages?
The what?
I mean, the half podcast where there's like two parts to it. Does that count as
one? Yeah, does Tom Gordon give us four in his two shows?
Technically, they are separate episodes.
Okay, cool. I like that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that'll get us there sooner.
So we're
too.
Even. We stopped Tom Gordon.
But I might not have counted
Tom
that
Gordon
last
on more.
Year.
Yeah.
I might not have counted that last year in the total tally. So.
If they come out at two, yeah, if you have to listen to them.
Oh, wait, you know what? No, you know what? No, I call them episodes, you know, like 39 and 39.5. So, no, they don't. No, they don't.
Okay. That's all right. You know, I want to make
it
harder on us, don't you think?
Yeah. Exactly.
No one can call bullshit on us, right?
Right. We do it the hard way.
That's a good point.
The long way around. So, are we doing more music?
More music?
Yeah, let's do some more music. I really enjoy your band. Thank you for.
You guys
are gonna do?
Thank you.
Actually, I went. I saw you guys at Strega. What was that? Like 3 weeks ago, a month
like
ago.
That. Yeah.
That was a great set. You guys killed it that night.
Thank you.
You had a fun. I don't know.
That was not you were emceeing the pajama party, right?
All
right.
Oh
with,
yeah, it was. Huh?
Daniel French and
yeah. And you guys sound like
Betty
I
Rocker.
Really like your sound aesthetic. I guess you would call it.
Thanks.
We
like it.
It's not like other bands.
No, it sounds so unique.
I mean, at least not contemporary. Sometimes it reminds me of the 80s in a really good way.
Thank you.
Or the 90s, too.
All of those things are cool.
Indie sound.
More sugar next time, Spencer.
Fail.
I like a lot of sugar.
You ready, Daisy? That's why he's so sweet.
I don't know if I can play this sitting down. All right.
Should we move your shit? Are you good, Derek?
No, I'm good.
Okay, because we can move your shit.
Rick's always down to pack your shit.
Yeah, just give me a call. I'll push in your stool.
We are looking about moving, so... Oh, wait, you were talking about... Okay. Here we go.
Eric Foreman gets jokes.
Feeling is shaking.
inside her heart now. No matter what she tries, divide the space between, still so far apart. He said, I loved you from, I loved you from the start. The city is drowning, she can't hold her head up. She said, I gotta get out of this place, 'cause no one gives a fuck. Divide the space between, it's still so far apart. She said, I had your number, I had it from the start. There's too much going on, but still they have time to lose, and yet there's something missing. They must have left it from, they left it from the start. Left it from the start. Left it from the start. From the start.
Woohoo!
Yes! Thanks.
Bravo!
Well done.
Very
well
beautiful done. Music you make.
Thanks.
Yeah,
Eric, so Eric, you just can't get away from it. You give me a Cure feel all the time, and everything you do.
It's funny because that song's actually called Robert Smith, so.
Oh, Chibi.
No.
Again, synchronicity.
I think we just Robert kind of Schmish. we name songs right after we like play it the first time, and we're like, oh, that's what that's called now. So
I think initially it was like, I love you, Robert Smith, and now it's Robert Smith. So
yeah,
no for shit, two. You're not making that up.
No. For real,
I love you guys so hard.
One of the best new bands in Reno, I think.
Oh yeah. Thanks. No, and highly entertaining.
How jealous am I of Daisy's first band is kicks so much ass.
I know, right?
You know what I mean?
You work years and years in like crappy bands that nobody likes, and then Daisy just comes on the scene and bam.
Why was it saying that? Awesome.
Hey, hipster kids.
Or he's a dick.
What just happened? I'm like,
well, you know, I meant some of the. I didn't mean like any band you're in like now, but I mean some of those other bands you've been in, like, I don't know, Fat Couch. They never went anywhere.
How dare you?
I say good day.
Your mother's a whore.
I say it's time for my music.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Oh, wait, stop the music.
Just like that.
Yeah, just like that. Thank you. No, you know, I did realize, I don't think we've actually said your names, like, on air yet, and so I want to introduce everybody to you individually. Mr. Eric Foreman.
Woo!
Hello.
Mrs. Daisy Foreman.
Hello.
And the lovely Miss Rhiannon Box.
Hello.
So, I just, for the record, and anybody who doesn't know you, because you're good friends, we just fell into a conversation and stuff.
It's pretty easy to know.
And it's just Stabby Unicorn.
Not plural.
Stabby Unicorn.
Did I pluralize it?
No, I was just,
okay,
I was just letting the audience know.
It is not the, and it is not plural. It is just Stabby Unicorn.
I think there was a moment where Jub's put Stabby Unicorns because they just were going fast, and I texted Eric, we're not plural, all angry.
We're not playing that show.
That should be the name of your first album.
We're not plural.
We're not plural.
We're not plural.
That's such a great sentence.
And honestly,
together the three of us make one unicorn, and we already have the name of our first album.
Licking
we decided
the magic
that one,
castle.
We're kind of like
we
Voltron.
We were driving home from Sasquatch.
Oh,
I should have said that.
You just dropped it. It'll never happen now.
Yes, it will.
You'll name
that
it
out.
Something
okay,
else.
We were all talking over it, so maybe nobody heard.
Well, now you have to
licking
make it happen.
The magic castle.
Shit! I'm bad. I've never done this. this before. I'm like, here's all of our information. Just no secrets anymore.
That's okay. Hey, it is now officially like under my trademark.
Yeah.
You, I'll let you use it if you want.
Oh, thanks.
For a small fee.
Small fee.
I'll just kick you. Really break your other finger.
Just, you know, 5% on all future royalties of anything you ever do.
I'm going to give that crazy chick your address.
I'll take that.
Yeah, she'd probably want to come over and burn my house down. All right. Anyway. All right, so back to the music.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
I love this show. So I'm going to ask you a series of sort of randomized questions. More randomized than usual because I forgot my list of questions at home.
Oh, no.
So I've remembered some from the past, and I brought some new ones to the table. I'm going to write out your names here in longhand with my scripto pencil. My quill, if you will.
I will.
It takes me a long time to write your names that with was the ill. Inkwell. Eric Foreman.
Yes.
In all of history, who would you have a fist fight with? You start there.
Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk.
William Shatner.
Ooh, nice.
Well, which?
Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
He would kick your ass.
Be a good fight, though.
It would be a good fight.
Eric's... He'd pull his pants up over his navel and kick your ass.
Eric's scrappy, though.
Could you fight with those swords he fought Spock with?
Ponfar stabs or whatever. And I know that awesome. It's called Ponfar, yes.
That's scary.
I'm excited about you.
Daisy. In all of history, you meek, quiet little person who I've seen get mad twice. In all of history, who would you fist fight?
I don't like this God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Well, someone said Jesus before, but no one said God.
Just take it. Well, why mess with the middleman, right?
Right.
That's some good points.
So you just punch him right in his old face.
Well, he would smite me and I'd be dead. But yeah, I'd just go for
you'd
it.
You take your poke, make your stand.
And then I'd die.
Liam Neeson at the end of Grey fighting a wolf with a knife duct taped to his hand.
Thanks, Rory. I was going to watch that.
It's been out for like a million years.
I know. I'm late to the party.
Is that how Taken? Is that Taken?
Yes.
Taken 2?
Yeah, that's what it
taken
was.
Taken 7.
Rhiannon?
Do you want my fantasy answer or my, like, real-life answer?
Both, and I will give you the higher of the two scores.
Okay, fantasy answer is totally Catwoman.
Nice.
Real-life answer is Shirley Phelps Roper.
Who?
Shirley Phelps Roper.
She's like the Westboro Baptist Church lady.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's legitimate.
Not like Mr. Roper's sister. Gotcha.
I would totally man punch her in the face.
Punch her the fucking in the face, yeah.
These are all first-time answers.
These are good. These are good answers.
These guys are unique. Yeah.
Eric, well, we'll go with Rhiannon for this one.
Okay.
What would you want for your last meal?
Sushi.
Yep.
A particular roll?
The Snow Mountain from
Rickshaw. Nice follow-up.
Oh, I was going to say mountain. Oh, that's so rad. I love you. I love your taste in everything.
Awesome. Daisy, last meal on this earth.
Homemade chili rellenos.
Nice.
That's a good answer. I like that. Eric?
Did I steal yours?
No, I'm just like really hungry right now.
So everything sounds good.
Buffet.
Don't go to the store.
Think tiger meat.
Wow. That's a hell of an answer, Eric. I like your style, son. Eric, where and when did you lose your virginity?
Sparks. It was 16, like 15 and a half, 16.
Yeah. Scrawny.
In my bedroom. My parents were at work.
During the day?
During the day, right after school.
Yeah.
And what was the young man's name?
William Shatner.
Daisy.
Oh, I'm so red right now. Okay.
Yes.
Alpine, Texas. In a trailer, and I was a month before my 18th birthday.
Nice. Like, in like a double wide kind of trailer, or not like a camper trailer?
No, like a double wide trailer, in his bedroom.
Was it a rockin'?
I have no idea. I was on the inside. I couldn't really tell.
It all seems stable to her.
Well, yeah. If you couldn't tell, it probably wasn't rocking.
It was odd, I must say.
First time usually is.
Rhiannon.
I was 15 at my boyfriend's house. He had this like epic walk-in closet that we turned into our sanctuary. So it was like in a seriously large
closet.
His
parents didn't know about it?
And oh, no. Actually, like... his mom came home like when this was happening. So it was like a train wreck. But, I mean, that was the first time. So.
Oh, so the first time you got walked in on. Or at least
more
caught.
Or less. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, kudos.
My mom still
to
doesn't
you.
Know that story, so we're not going to wow. let her listen to this podcast.
I guess as of now.
Wow, my early closet sex was different.
It was just in that bedroom.
Yeah.
Over there.
My first time I thought, wow, they use Downy on these pillows.
I can taste it.
Daisy just kidding. So please continue.
Just you're beard starved. Out of her nose.
Oh, she's trying hard not to keep drawing attention
you're
to it.
You're killing her. You're killing her. Stop.
We're killing her softly.
I knew that question was going to happen, and I'm just going, oh, my God, embarrassment. But it's fine. It's good. I got through it.
I could tell you a lot about Rick's gay sex.
No,
wouldn't
I'm
that be even more
sex.
Embarrassing?
I'm worried about my just
your
sex
gay sex.
My gay sex, too. It's very personal. Stop talking.
Please expand on that. What?
Eric would like to know more about your gay sex. I think we all would, Daisy. Oh, she's about
she's,
falling
she's down
out
for
of
the
chair here.
All right, move on.
Eric Foreman, please to be rating your lover's skills in the kitchen.
From just 1 to 10.
1 to 10. Okay,
one
I'm
to
like
ten, yeah.
Big as a universe, expanding awesomely. I don't know.
Smaller than a bread box.
So 11. It goes to 11.
Nice. 11. All right. Nice. Daisy, how is Eric in the kitchen?
About a 9.5.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm having dinner at your house.
She's a good teacher.
Rhiannon, how's Paul in the kitchen? Can Paul make food?
He knows how to make a couple of things, and those couple of things, he's
grilled
about
cheese.
A 9.5, 10-ish, 9.5, I
yeah.
would say.
Spaghetti from
solid
a jar.
Solid 9.5.
All right, fair. God, you're all boring on that question.
Sorry.
Well, do you want me to ask the real one? I was playing nice.
Yeah.
All right. No, see, you're just going to say, oh, 10, 10, 10.
No, we won't.
What's Eric's skills as a lover? 1 to 10.
Damn it.
I thought that was the question in the kitchen.
Yeah, because that's where we do it all the time.
Yeah. No, I
am now not having dinner at your house.
I don't want to anymore.
Sorry.
I want to have dinner here tonight.
Oh, I thought that was glaze from the cookies.
Ew, Eric makes his own glaze.
Eric, were you a good student or a bad student?
I was a...
high school specifically.
High school, yeah. I was. I could have been better.
I could have been better student.
Yeah, I was a bad student.
It's a lukewarm answer. Daisy, good student or bad student?
Goody two shoes, straight A's.
Good job for you. I support that. Rhiannon?
I started off as a bad student, and then I was a really good student, and then I said, fuck you, and stopped caring. So I kind of balance out in the middle, I think. Middle of the road.
No. From a good student's point of view, no. And this is part of the... See, this is part of the show where I judge people.
Awesome. We can tell. You do it well.
Yeah.
All right, one more question.
We're all used
I
to
think.
Being judged by Rory.
And we'll go to my always classic and standard. Your lover, your brother, or your mother. Who do you cannibalize on a desert island? Rhiannon.
Oh, shit. My brother? Cannibalize?
Yes.
My brother.
Your brother?
Yeah.
Any reason? Just...
Well, actually, I guess it kind of depends on which brother...
Paul doesn't have a lot of meat on him.
Yeah,
no.
I was going to say,
my
no marbling.
My brother has the most meat.
Right.
Okay.
So my brother, yeah.
So Daisy?
If you don't have a brother, do you get to just choose one?
Insert best friend or a similar figure in your life.
Close cousin.
Close cousin, brother. Close
right,
cousin,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can get married in Arkansas.
Actually, you know,
thing.
I mean, Eric might be good sautéed, but, you know. I don't know about that.
I could see that.
Yeah. He's probably
grilled,
got some nice marbling there.
Yeah, you know.
Eric's
some,
probably got great
some,
marbling.
Yeah, definitely.
And yourself, sir.
Fuck it, all of them.
Oh, wow.
I'm
you
hungry.
Are hungry. Eric's fucking diabetic here.
I love you, baby, but I gotta eat.
You know what? Here's an arm. Go to town.
Hey Daisy, would you go pick that up off the ground over there? Whack!
In the middle of the podcast, he's like, I couldn't reach the fridge. Sorry, babe.
Nick, you want to hit him with some rap? I'll start the rapid fires with my favorite. Would you rather get beat up or arrested?
Arrested. Beat up because I've never done it before.
Beat up.
You've been arrested?
Well, no, but it sounds less fun. I can go home.
All right, Nick.
Yeah, Eric said beat up. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
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 All right. Clash or Sex Pistols?
Clash.
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 Let's go with Madonna or Marilyn.
Oh, shit. Oh, fucking Marilyn.
That's hard. Marilyn, because she's first. I don't know.
Marilyn.
We're all the same.
Okay.
Why are we the same person? Because we...
Pizza.
We are one unicorn.
Pizza or hamburgers?
What?
Pizza or hamburgers?
Hamburgers.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Okay. Ozzy or Ronnie James?
Ozzy.
Ozzy?
That's hard. Ronnie James.
Nice. Let's go with AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Cancer.
AIDS.
Blind or deaf?
Deaf. No, blind. Totally blind.
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 Boba Fett or the brother on Walking Dead?
Ooh, what brother? Earl?
What brother?
Daryl?
Daryl?
The one with the crossbow.
Daryl. Oh, Daryl.
Yeah.
Daryl or
Boba Daryl. Fett or Daryl?
Okay, go.
Totally Daryl.
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 Boba Fett, he can fly a fucking.
Ooh.
But that was a good one, right? That
is totally Boba Fett or
Daryl.
Daryl?
Daryl.
Daryl, Daryl, and Boba. Okay, okay, back to The Walking Dead. I like this question. Walking Dead or Breaking Bad?
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Wow. Okay, strong, strong.
Zombie fans in the room.
All right.
Breaking Bad's a good show.
Let's go Creed or. Herpes.
Death. Herpes.
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 You can eventually die of that.
I'm like, just Creed? Immediately, can we just stop? We eventually die of Creed.
You can eventually, Creed causes death. Yes. So you
know. Meth or Mountain Dew?
Meth and Dew.
I like them both.
Daisy's on a pass for choking.
Meth or Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew,
okay.
Meth and do.
Yes, poor.
Did Daisy say meth?
Yeah, meth. Woo!
Daisy's a meth freak all of a sudden. We really need to isolate right. that.
Can you imagine?
Football or roller derby?
Roller derby.
Roller derby.
Totally roller derby.
Gay or ginger?
On the menu, ginger.
The question is gay or ginger, yes.
Totally gay? Ginger.
I don't know what ginger. That question is.
Ginger.
Gay or ginger is the question. Pick one.
Gay.
All right.
Nice. Wait, is this my last meal?
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, this is your last meal.
And, of course, if you're going down on a girl and you find a crispy piece of bacon, do you eat it?
Who's first?
Hell yes,
Daisy.
You fucking eat it.
Nice,
are
Rhiannon.
Are you kidding me?
Rhiannon.
Yeah, crispy bacon.
My birthday is
no
coming up.
Bacon.
Wow, that's a great answer, Daisy. Daisy, you just helped yourself out a whole lot right there. Because coming in with a hot bullet hunt, 225 points, Daisy Foreman, you are our winner of the worst little quiz this week.
Thank you.
You guys were 210, 205. She was in last place until that answer. So I love you, Daisy.
Just because you should.
That's like Final Jeopardy, you know?
Yeah, yeah. She just came from behind out of nowhere and took you.
Good job. Sexually.
That's amazing.
Let's have more music.
More music?
Now that you've opened that beer,
music.
Daisy, I want you to go put it down and play drums.
Hell yeah.
Are we going to get to hear No Capacity? Or?
No, not on this round.
Not on the round? Okay.
Look at Rick knows all the song names.
Well, I know
shit.
Three really yeah. good.
He's a big
really,
that's going to really be on good. The comp. So yes. if you want to hear it, right. you have to go buy the comp.
Go buy the comp.
I love that song.
I love the comp too because it's sometimes people's first thing on record.
It was it's totally our first
for
thing.
Their bands.
It was our first show ever.
Ever.
Oh, yeah,
and,
that's right.
And it was also Betty Rocker's first show.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. I can't wait to carve up them pumpkins. in the recent future.
It's going to be so much fun. I'm excited for tomorrow.
In the future past?
In the future past.
The future past.
Yes. Ah, I love time
I feel
travel.
Like someone should say, like, fire walk with me after saying that. The future past.
What are we playing?
Fire walk with me.
Cluck duck.
That's a
cluck
song,
duck.
Another song idea.
I know, right?
Green is the formica.
Green is its color.
That's yes, it. I can hear you.
He knows yeah. It's
and yell like a lunatic.
You, okay, ready? No, I got it.
Thank you.
Very awesome, man. Fuck yeah.
You're shaping up rather thank nicely you. Here.
You guys are great. Thanks. Love the sound, the creativity, and yet the like that childlike feel of it. You know?
Where's your next show? Where's the next time Stabby's playing?
Mary Anarchy is the next thing we have
booked.
Woo!
Yeah. We're taking November.
When's that, Nick?
I believe they're on December 8th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's my birthday.
Awesome.
I'm really excited for Mary Anarchy to be on my birthday this
that's
year.
That's awesome.
Actually.
Very cool. Yeah.
And we're going to have new stuff because we're taking all of November to write.
Yes.
Ooh. So none of the, we won't hear any of this at the live
show. You'll
hear
that too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was a newer song.
We've actually, you'll probably hear all of our stuff and like a couple new stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this weekend, Mr. Eric Foreman, you've got a little shindig called First Fridays at Foxy Olive.
That's
that
right.
We might have mentioned once or twice.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you have lined up for us this month?
We have Alex Kaufman from, he used to be in Dish the Pilot.
Not only is he amazingly talented, but he is one of the hottest pieces of ass I've ever laid my eyes on.
You know, and that's what
you
I was thinking when I set him up for First Friday.
Oh.
He does have really pretty eyes.
Amazing looking guy. And he's so fucking smart and funny and talented and amazing. Like, yeah.
I always forget his name.
Okay.
Well, it's good to be
honest. Well, no, he knows it. We've talked about it a couple of times even. And now it dovetails. Rick never remembers the names of girls.
Right.
Yeah, and I oftentimes forget guys' names a lot. But I don't remember the ladies. I always remember the ladies.
Did we ever have them on Ditch the Pilot?
No, that never actually quite happened.
Yeah, canceled yeah.
Them. Yeah.
It didn't work out. Okay. But we had them scheduled at one time.
Are they still active?
No.
Okay. Anthony moved
all
away.
Falling apart.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, just people moving. And amicable and everything. Just guys moving on with their life.
Yeah, and Spencer or Morgan had gotten involved in other bands, and that all kind of. Mm-hmm. I did some solo stuff with Alex and Anthony though.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, they posted that song, which was really awesome.
Oh, really? Like, wow! Well, there was like crickets by accident, and we ended up miking them, making them even louder.
Yeah, it's a great song. Sounded great.
I know. Alex has.
What did Rob think about it?
Pretty prolific.
Again, a great recording.
Alex, he's been out there and pretty prolific over the last few months, doing a lot of singer songwriter nights around town. I think,
dude, he does like rad jazz shit and stuff.
Yeah,
it's so rad to have somebody that age into that stuff. You know,
old people music, like
yes, my quiz music type stuff. I love that shit.
Music for people waiting to die.
Right, and me and Alex.
I think he's teaching guitar and piano at Maytan too.
Wow, that's
the kind of talent we're talking about.
Cool. That's a real job.
Go
with
see that
music.
Dude on Friday.
Yeah, please. Because Foxy Olive First Friday is always a good time. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, well, and plus, it's for the Team of Foxy going on. They'll be kicking off, so buckets to donate for November.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna have to miss it, even though I am Mo member.
Well, really,
I am
you
a Mo member.
To anything
Mo
for,
Foxy
you know,
yeah.
Just Movember in general is fantastic. But
shave your stashes on after Halloween, boys.
Yeah.
And then don't.
But they will all appreciate your donation.
Yes.
And go get your balls checked.
I unfortunately will not. Thank you, Daisy.
Ding.
I wish I had the look on your face there.
That was really hard to say, actually. I'm like, okay.
Like Daisy Foreman says, go get your balls checked. That needs to be isolated, Rick.
Yeah. Good idea. And I'm going to have Dave check my balls later. How are they, Dave?
You're fucking sad, dude.
Right, I know.
I unfortunately am going to have to miss it because I will be over at the Reno Tahoe Comedy Club under Underground Pioneer for a roast for my good friend Jenny Pez Dispenser.
Oh.
A whole bunch of... Yeah, Jenny's an old dinosaur of a comic in town, so we're getting together a bunch of people to make fun of her.
Fucking rad.
All night long. And it's going to be fun.
Yeah. I saw her at Helmet, and she was talking about that, and she said, they're going to rip on me, but then...
Just a little.
Then they're, just, she's going to...
You know, I figure I could get out there with a bunch of fat bitch, dumb whore jokes, but I'm going to actually try to take it another step farther.
Yeah, Jenny was a good guest in the recent past, so you can look
like
that
a
up.
A year ago, dude.
Yeah. Anyway.
And then let's see, First Friday with Eric, and then a Thursday at Jub Jub's, we've got Actors Killed Lincoln and the Stereo Fidelix.
Kind of want to check that out.
That sounds like it's going to be a pretty rump shaking good time.
Yeah, man.
Anybody got anything Saturday?
I think
that'd be the third, right? Something like that.
I'm having a sleeping party.
Like you're going to sleep, or you're actually having
a sleeping
party.
We're
all gonna go over and just sleep, like really happily and aggressively.
We're gonna start watching like Rainbow Bright and then go to sleep, and then get up like maybe Sunday. I'm not really sure yet.
Can we do that actually?
Yeah,
awesome.
PJs and Rainbow Bright.
Sunday morning breakfast.
Yeah, nothing this weekend that I can think of. But
I think everybody's exhausted.
After you can kick everyone's asses. Yeah.
So much stuff going on.
You know.
break.
Actually, you know what? I'm a liar. I'm going to look on my calendar.
I'm so excited.
I bet you there's a bunch
of stuff. For the compilation pumpkin carving, we're bringing like 4 pumpkins.
Yes. Oh, you are? Sweet. Because I'm dead broke, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to buy 30 pumpkins.
Well, I'm bringing
our own, and we're taking them with.
I'm bringing 2 pumpkins to do for work like I did last year, because I work with kids, and we do a Halloween party. So we're going to come and carve them and then take them with us. So.
Oh, and we'll have 20 or 30 here, or we will have had 20 or 30 here, because it's coming out on Wednesday or Thursday. Mm-hmm. And people get to take them home, because I'm not going to – I don't need them here.
Well, awesome. As long as we take pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, once the pictures are taken, right. Yeah. So that's another 5 or 4 or 5
what
or 6.
What time does it start, right?
6-ish, you guys.
Okay, cool.
And now I'm just the address is
– we already gave it out last show.
Yeah. Oh, did we?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, so we're not giving it out again?
Well, it's going to be out after the party happened.
I know. I just want people to randomly show up at your house for a Wednesday night TV party. Hey, can we watch Voyager and South Park, Rick? Hey, don't you have Beanie Cheesy Dip?
We would never do that.
Do you really watch Voyager and South Park?
You used to come over here.
Remember?
You were here often on Wednesday night.
I know. I thought that was going on right now.
No.
Eric got really
the Wednesday night
again.
Parties died. That's when my alcoholism really took off.
Your alcoholism took off, and then fascist Josh ate all of our food every week and made everybody feel creepy, and so none of our friends
you,
would show up
Josh.
Anymore. Hi, fascist Josh, whatever carnival you're at, son.
He really was a carny. That's so awesome.
Well, last I heard,
he had a beautiful child,
grifting
though, so he was better.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. I actually saw the baby.
Oh, well, I will. Congratulations. Yeah.
No,
to
he
him.
Seemed to have got his shit together and had like a really nice job and everything. You
know? Oh, well, that's good to hear, actually.
But I haven't seen him
in
years.
I would not
now.
Have thought that of him.
Good job, Fascist Josh.
Good job, Fascist Josh.
Way to go on your
Maybe
fascist
baby. Maybe
we can
have the party again.
On your fascist baby.
I'm sorry.
That's funny. There's been some good moments tonight. I'm spitting the beer and laughing. I'm glad we came on.
Daisy is just soaked with PBR.
It's not good. And pretty sure I'm never going to be my normal color again. I'm just going to be red for the rest of the time.
I do have one thing for Saturday night.
What's that?
It's a pirate bash at a certain bullet bar.
Invite only party.
Somewhere in Sparks. If you know where it is or know who the bullet bar is, you can get there. If not, we're having a pirate party without you.
Yeah. And I just want to say hey to Pirate Dave.
Pirate.
Hey, Pirate Dave. He listens to us every week, you know.
He's a douche.
Pirate Dave or?
Pirate Dave, yeah.
Bullet Bar Dave's rad, dude.
Pirate Dave's a douche.
Right, he's a little douchier than
well, mine actually Minor Dave.
Minor Dave.
M-I-N-E-R Dave. Right. Minor Dave, because he dunked me in the dunk tank.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, anyway, shout out to you, because he listens every week.
Hi.
Like a loyal listener.
Hello.
Hi.
And hi to all of our loyal listeners. Thank you all for listening to us every week. Do we have one more song from these guys?
Oh, cool.
Nice. How about I just, should I do a little goodbye now? And we just go out on this? I like doing that.
Yeah.
All right. So, everybody, once again, thank you all for being here. It's been a great week. We had a great weekend in Reno. Thank you for being Reno. This is such a great place to be. For all of us here at the Worst Little Podcast, Dogwater Dick, Spencer the Intern, Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, and myself. Good night, ladies.
Is this the cocksucker residence?
Dogwater Studios.
God damn you, stop calling here.
Okay.